Tonight marks Jay Leno's return to The Tonight Show, but his image has been tarnished by a failed attempt at prime time and the train wreck it caused at NBC. Still, commentator Andrew Wallenstein says Leno doesn't deserve to be vilified, as he was on his own show in January by fellow late-night host Jimmy Kimmel.
You've got $800 million. For God's sakes, leave our shows alone.
Getting attacked on your own show is bad enough, considering Leno was already getting mocked by David Letterman.
They went to Jay, Big Jaw Leno, and they said, Jay, we're taking your show away from you.
Yes.
And Jay said, yeah, okay, that's pretty good. Right.
But even as his rivals ribbed him mercilessly, Leno always kept his silence. Well, almost always.
Hey, Kev, you know the best way to get Letterman to ignore you?
What's that?
Marry him. Okay, that's the best way.
Now that Leno has returned to reclaim his late-night throne, one of the big questions is whether all the slings and arrows he sustained will diminish his audience. There's at least 50 Facebook groups dedicated to loathing him. So here's a simple question. Why the anti-Lenoism? Yes, it's sad that Conan O'Brien had The Tonight Show pulled out from under him and handed back to Leno. But why is that Leno's fault? There's not a shred of evidence Leno orchestrated this. But given the backlash against him, you'd think he owned NBC. Leno's sin is that he wins in the ratings. Attacking him is just a calculated way of trying to get some of that audience. There's a common perception that Leno is just a hack who peddles pablum. His success is offensive to those with refined palates, who prefer the allegedly hipper O'Brien. Now, let's say that Leno was shamelessly pandering. There's another word for that in the TV industry. It's called programming. People like it, it goes on the air. Why anyone would think broadcast television is intended to be a bastion of sophisticated humor is mystifying. That said, I don't think Leno is even guilty of any crimes against comedy. When it comes down to it, is anything Leno does really materially different than Letterman or O'Brien? I've never seen a meaningful distinction. So maybe it's time to cut Leno a break. And if you still don't like him, well, that's the beauty of TV. Just change the channel.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter.